What's new from Tort Trust? Issue 4, 2021. Read by Sheila Dunning and Robert Morris.
The accessible Christian reading and services magazine from Tort Trust. Published by Tort Trust, Torch House, Torch Way, Market Harborough, Leicestershire LE16 9HL. Website torchtrust.org. Telephone number 01858 438 260. Copyright Torch Trust 2020. Registered charity number 1095904. Views expressed in the features are not necessarily those of Torch Trust. What's new from Torch Trust is available in the following formats: email, DAISY and audio CD, Braille and large print, 17, 20, 25 and 30 point. It can also be viewed on the Torch website.
From Karen Mallinson, Resources and Client Services Team Leader. Dear friends, Happy Christmas! Am I the first person to say that to you this year? Although we are at the stage of the year when the days start to rush by, the final What's New of 2021 is being sent out well before the start of Advent. So my greeting does seem a little premature, but is it? Throughout the months that have followed our first lockdown in March 2020, I have reflected on how much my life has changed and how things that I used to take for granted, meeting family and attending rugby games, I am Welsh, have been stripped away. What has remained is the wonderful, joyous truth of Christmas, Emmanuel, God with us. A truth not only for the 25th of December, but for each and every one of the other 364 days of the year too. Christmas at Hope Hall by Pam Rhodes is our featured book in our book review section. The story takes us from a time of harvest Thanksgiving to Christmas and the prospect of what's to come. Similarly, in this edition of What's New, we start with Thanksgiving, move on to news about Torch Christmas activities and resources, and for those who are already thinking about 2022, we have squeezed in some exciting news about our Torch Together holiday programme. Whenever you are reading What's New, I hope that you will enjoy its content and pray you will rejoice that God is with us. Happy Christmas. Details. If you want to contact us about anything in this edition of What's New, please email info@torchtrust.org or call client services on 01858 438 260. Our phone opening times are Monday 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m, Tuesday and Wednesday 9 a.m. to 4 p.m, and Thursday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thanksgiving. On the 25th of September, Torch's clients and supporters joined together online for our annual Thanksgiving service. It was wonderful once again to be able to thank God for his continued blessings to us over the last year and trust him as we face the challenges and exciting opportunities of the year ahead. If you are not able to be with us on the day, you can still listen to the service. It is available on our YouTube channel, Torch Trust on Video. Most of the service is also available on audio CD. If you would like to receive an audio copy, please contact us.
Thanksgiving and partnership. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 1 verses 4 to 6. One of Torch's greatest strengths and most wonderful blessings from the Lord is the amazing cloud of witnesses that surrounds us, faithful people who are committed to the ministry. We thank God for the support and encouragement, the prayers and generosity of so many amazing people who make possible the ongoing ministry of Torch to blind and partially sighted people. Some people who were involved when our founders, Ron and Stella Heath, were alive, will have known themselves as part of the Torch family. Despite this, we have never really had a way of identifying who are genuine partners in the gospel with us. To rectify this situation, we are inviting anyone who wants to become a partner in Torch's ministry. If you would like to get more regular updates from the Torch team about Torch's ministry, insights into the latest developments and regular, specific prayer points, then please consider becoming a partner. As much as we have ever done, Torch needs the prayers of God's faithful people at this time of so much challenge and opportunity. We are excited about some of the new things we sense God calling us into as we seek to serve and reach out to visually impaired people in the UK and across the world. As Paul writes to the Philippians, we are confident that he who began a good work through Torch will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Becoming a partner costs nothing other than some time to pray, keep in touch, and do all you can to encourage and bless Torch's ministry. The Lord knows the resources we need for the work he is calling us to, and so, as we make needs known, we trust him to touch the hearts and wallets of those who feel called to give financially. To become a partner, please email using info@torchtrust.org. If you don't have access to email, you can call on 01858-438-260. Sight Loss Sunday. Thank you to everyone who celebrated Sight Loss Sunday. We are really pleased with the response from churches and grateful to all of the individuals and organisations who helped us promote it. It's been particularly heartening to hear stories of how people with sight loss have become more involved in church life through Sight Loss Sunday. If you have a story to tell, please get in touch. The date for the next Sight Loss Sunday is the 16th of October 2022. That seems a long way away, but we are planning already to make it even bigger and better next year. Sight Loss Friendly Church. At the time of writing, we are recruiting a member of staff to the Sight Loss Friendly Church team. This is a part-time role and is an exciting opportunity to bring fresh ideas to our work with churches. We are encouraging applications from people with sight loss. If you are interested in this opportunity or know someone who may be an excellent candidate, more information can be found on the vacancies page on the Torch website, torchtrust.org/vacancies. Torch Fellowship Groups. Fellowship groups consist of blind and partially sighted people meeting along with sighted people. They provide a relaxed environment to explore the Christian faith and build friendships with others. Some groups meet to discuss a Christian book which group members have been reading. Each group is independent but works in partnership with Torch to offer encouragement and support to its members. A number of groups are continuing to meet together by phone or Zoom, and some are starting to meet in person again. Many are planning special activities for Christmas, so now would be a great time to join one if you are not already involved. If you would like to join a group or are interested in setting up a new group, please contact us.
Real Sam, special offer. I get a lot of pleasure from my Real Sam pocket and would highly recommend it. These are the words of one of our clients, Jan, who is an enthusiastic user of Real Sam Pocket, sometimes known as In Your Pocket. It is a Samsung mobile phone which has been especially adapted for people with sight loss. It has additional features, including connection to other Bluetooth devices, such as hearing aids and access to radio programs, magazines and the RNIB, Caliber Audio and Torch Libraries. Real Sam also has a smart speaker service, Real Sam Hub, which similarly allows users to access these libraries as well as podcasts, the internet and more. Real Sam Hub can be accessed on your Alexa or Google smart speaker, as well as via relevant apps on your phone. Real Sam are offering Torch clients who are not already Real Sam customers a 6-month free trial to access Real Sam Hub through their Alexa or Google smart speaker. This is a great opportunity for you to discover our library in a new way. After using the service for 5 months, you will be contacted by RealSam to provide feedback and will be given the opportunity to take out a longer subscription. You do not have to take out this subscription, and Real Sam will not have collected any payment details from you when you start your free trial. Existing Real Sam customers will be able to sign up via the Real Sam customer portal to access an existing customer discount. You will have your bookshelves shared across your devices. For more information about Real Sam products and to register for a free trial of their smart speaker service, visit their website realsam.co.uk/shop/torch-offer or call them on 01733 514 612. Reflections Radio Show. There are many ways you can listen to our regular Reflections Radio Show. You can catch us every Sunday at 9 a.m. on RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB Connect is available online on Freeview Channel 730 and through smart speakers, including Alexa and Google Home. Or you can search for Reflections Radio Show from Torch Trust on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts. And don't forget, you can also sign up to receive the monthly Reflections Highlights CD, featuring all the best bits of the show, completely free of charge. Just contact our client services team. Listen out for our special features for Advent and Christmas. Website. Torch's website has become rather out of date. We have been reluctant to spend money on developing a new one. However, the time has come to build a new one and take advantage of the many ways in which we can now harness technology to improve and broaden the services we offer. Up to now, if someone had wanted a book or other resource or to sign up for an event, the only option has been to either ring or email the team at Torch House. With limited opening hours, we know this has at times been rather restrictive and has left no option to browse through what's on offer. The new site is changing all of that. You, or a friend on your behalf, will be able to go on the website and browse and order the resources you want. You'll be able to find podcasts, find out about and book for events at any time of the day or night, 365 days a year. But don't worry, the phone lines and email will still be there if you prefer to contact us that way. We're taking our time to make sure the new site is as accessible as possible, and also that we can keep improving and updating it as we go along. Once it is fully up and running, we'd love to hear what you think, and particularly if there are ways in which we can improve it. The website address will be staying as www.torchtrust.org.
Celebrating Christmas with Torch, Carol Service. Why not join us for Joy to the World, this year's annual Carols at Torch event, on Thursday the 16th of December at 2 p.m. This is always a popular event, and this year we hope to be able to have limited spaces available at Torch House, as well as transmitting it via Zoom and YouTube. Whether you have attended many of our carol services in the past or none, we would love to welcome you as we celebrate Christmas together. More details will be available on our website nearer the time about how you can participate together at Christmas. We would like to warmly welcome you to our Torch Together virtual Christmas celebrations to be held on Zoom and by phone in December. These events will be a time of fun, friendship and fellowship together. We will be holding two events, one on Monday the 6th of December, 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. and the other at the same time on Tuesday the 14th of December. To find out more about these events, either check our website or contact our client services team. Torch Together Holidays 2022. We are pleased to tell you that bookings for Torch Together Holidays are opening on Monday the 8th of November. Here are the dates, prices and holiday locations. 4th to the 8th of April 2022. Torch Together Scarborough, Cobar Hill, Scarborough, North Yorkshire, £395. 13th to the 17th of June 2022, Torch Together Dorset, the Greenhouse Christian Centre, Poole, Dorset, £395. 16th to the 18th of September 2022, Torch Together Corrymeela, Corrymeela Centre, Ballycastle, Northern Ireland, £130. 26th to the 30th of September 2022, Torch Together Stone, Shallowford House, Stone, Staffordshire, £395. Torch holidays are a highlight of many people's year. We do have limited places and so early booking is advised. Whether you have enjoyed many of our holidays in the past or will be a first-timer, it will be lovely to meet with you after the pause to our holiday programme. Our holidays could not happen without the help of our amazing volunteers who provide sighted practical support. This could cover a range of tasks such as guiding, driving, helping with serving refreshments, and providing assistance with the different holiday activities. Please share this information with people you know who may like to serve as a holiday volunteer and join us in praying for God to provide the right volunteers for each holiday. If someone you know would like to find out more about volunteering, or if you would like to book onto one of our holidays or find out more information, please call our client services team on 01858 438260 or email info@torchtrust.org. Resources for Advent and Christmas. Torch Calendar 2022. We are once again selling our popular giant print and braille scripture calendar. Available for just £5, the calendars are printed in A4 size with a hook for easy hanging. Each day features a different piece of scripture. The calendars are great for inspiring daily prayers or Bible readings and discussions and would be a lovely Christmas gift. To buy yours, just contact Client Services. Our Christmas gift to you. 5 Christmas Carol Meditations from Joy to the World. Free gift. Reference 9683. This year's free Christmas gift to our clients are 5 meditations especially chosen from J. John's Joy to the World, 25 Christmas Carol Meditations. The meditations focus on the message carols convey and remind us that Christmas is about Christ. You may want to use your meditations on each of the Sundays in Advent and on Christmas Day itself, or from Monday to Friday 1 week, or over and over again. We hope that you will be blessed by it. This Christmas gift to you is available in all of the usual formats. If you would like to receive one, do get in touch by calling our client services team or by emailing info@torchtrust.org. The whole book of 25 meditations is available in DAISY, USB, library only, braille and large print to borrow or to buy for £4. Reference 9016. New resources for Christmas. Each year we try to make more books available to challenge, encourage and entertain you through the Christmas period. This year is no exception. If you would like to buy or borrow one of these new books, do give us a call. Meditations for Advent with Elizabeth Underhill. By Robin Wrigley Carr. SPCK Publishing. Reference 9686, £10.99 to buy in all media. This is the Archbishop of York's Advent Book 2021. Robin Wrigley Carr leads us through Music of Eternity as she weaves together Underhill's writings with the Psalms and short prayers. We are shown how we can embrace God's coming and be transformed so that we better love others. With questions for reflection, this book can be used by individuals or groups in preparation for Christmas. Music of Eternity is one of the Big Church Reads chosen books. They will be making videos to accompany the book available through their website, thebigchurchread.co.uk/music-of-eternity, from the 28th of November. Christmas. The Search for Joy That Lasts, by Carl Lafferton. The Good Book Company, reference 9687, £2.99 to buy, all media, and to borrow, all media. This short book takes the reader on a journey to find a joy that lasts through the ups and downs of life. Described by the publishers as an engaging evangelistic book, it also provides food for thought for those with a mature faith as well as those with none. At Hope Hall by Pam Rhodes, Lion Hudson. Reference 9671. £8.99 to buy, Daisy, and to borrow, Daisy and USB. This is the third and final book in the Hope Hall series, which is centred on a Victorian church hall. The book is full of personal stories, including loneliness and loss, woven together with the warmth of community, love, and most of all, hope. You can find out more about this book in the book review of Christmas books, for you to rediscover or discover for the first time, cover to cover, by Phil Togwell, Pete Gregg, Carla Harding, and Jill Webber. CWR 9256, £5.99 all media, and to borrow in audio D3438. Over the course of 30 days, journey to Christmas this Advent with people caught up in the drama of Jesus' birth. Read the stories of Elizabeth and Zechariah, Mary and Joseph, and the shepherds and angels. PRAY each day, by pausing and reflecting on Scripture, asking for what we and others need, and yielding to God's will. A Story for Christmas by Bob Hartman, Lion. 7191, £5.99 all media. Also available to borrow in all media. A modern retelling of Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Jack O'Malley hates shopping. He hates snow. He even hates Christmas. All Three at Once is Jack's idea of a very bad day. Storming into a bookstore to have a cup of coffee and unwind, Jack knocks into someone. Someone beautiful and mysterious. And his entire life, what he once was, who he is now, and who he could become, flashes before his eyes. It's amazing what a difference a cup of coffee can make. Walking Backwards to Christmas by Stephen Cottrell, SPCK 8229. £7.99, and in the library, all media. The Christmas story is well known to us. The backwards approach taken to it here allows the movement to be in the opposite direction, enabling us to get under the skin of a complex narrative. We begin by seeing through the eyes of Anna, the prophetess, followed by Rachel, who weeps for her children, King Herod, Caspar, a wise man, David, a shepherd, Martha, the so-named innkeeper's wife, Joseph, Elizabeth, Mary, Isaiah, and finally Moses. Each imaginative reflection is prefaced by a Bible reading and followed by a prayer.
At Hope Hall by Pam Rhodes. Book review by Karen Mallinson, Resources and Client Services Team Leader. I wondered how I would fare reading Christmas at Hope Hall without having read the first two books in the Hope Hall trilogy. Would I be able to make sense of it and enjoy it as I knew so many Torch readers had enjoyed the first two books, Springtime at Hope Hall and Summer's Out at Hope Hall? The editor's note, squeezed in before Chapter 1, provided a helpful scene-setting introduction. The Hope Hall community had been fortunate to escape any trace of coronavirus, without vaccines, masks and sanitizers. I was about to be transported to a pre-COVID world, a world, I discovered, which seemed more old-fashioned than the one I remember from 2019, one in which 50-year-olds and teenagers alike appeared old beyond their years. I was also entering a world of loss, whether of loved ones or confidence. These losses were understood, and everyone who needed support was accepted and welcomed into the church hall community. The more I read, the more I forgot about the time shift back to an earlier version of Britain, and the more I came to care about the characters being portrayed. I was gripped by the story of Lorraine and her reluctance to attend a first aid class, and I smiled at the antics and banter of the members of the grown-ups lunch club. I'm sure that a few of the more senior members of my church would fit seamlessly into that club. I was pleased that for many of the central characters of the book, there were happy endings, whilst for some, I was left wondering what would happen next, a sure sign that I had become emotionally invested in their stories. There were characters who I would have liked to have featured more prominently, particularly the Vicar James and his wife, who could have brought deeper Christian insight to the passing of the year, from harvest through to Christmas. The back cover of the book claims, "Where there is community, there is friendship, companionship, love, and, most of all, hope." All of these were present in abundance throughout the book, but how much better may it have been if faith was more evident too? The publisher, Lion Hudson, indicates that it is literature which is true to the Christian faith. That did not remove my disappointment that there was little obvious sense of God with us displayed through the book. But if you want a heartwarming story to enjoy over Christmas, without the crudeness and edginess that exists in so much literature today, I would definitely recommend Christmas at Hope Hall as an enjoyable read. Christmas at Hope Hall by Pam Rhodes, Lion Hudson. Available to buy, reference 9671, £8.99 in Daisy. Available soon from the library. Other books in the Hope Hall series are Springtime at Hope Hall, reference 9339, £8.99, all media, and To Borrow in all media. Summer's Out at Hope Hall, reference 9661, £8.99, all media, and To Borrow in audio, D3526.
New books to purchase from Torch. Most of the following books are available for you to purchase immediately in Braille and large print, font sizes 17-point, 20-point, 25pt and 30-point. They are also available in audio TTS, text-to-speech, made-to-order. Please call client services on 01858-438-260 for more details, requests for human narration or to place an order. We have over 1,000 other accessible books for you to buy, and these are all listed on our online resources catalogue at torchtrust.org. If you need any assistance, our client services team is always ready to help you find what you want. Study and courses. 1 Thessalonians, cover to cover, Building Church in Changing Times. By Chris Leonard, Waverley Abbey Resources. Reference, £96763.99. In times of great change, the new church in Thessalonica faced dangers and challenges, but also opportunities. Share Paul's joy in discovering that the gospel really does work even in the most difficult circumstances. Exploring the Seven Miraculous Signs, TTS audio only. By Keith Hacking, Waverley Abbey Resources. Reference, £96673.99. Explore the seven signs that John decided to record and see how these were chosen so that we would put our faith more firmly in Jesus Christ, working on transforming our lives. By Jane Shaw, SPCK. Reference, £96628.99. This book helps us to imagine how Christian practice can transform our lives and the world around us, and how we may come to understand more fully the central beliefs of Christianity. Health and well-being. If only, finding joyful contentment in the face of lack and longing. By Jenny Pollock, The Good Book Company. Reference, £96597.99. Drawing on encouragements from the Bible and the stories of others, this book helps readers to trust in God's plan for them and enjoy true contentment through a conviction that Jesus is better than our most keenly felt hopes and longings for this life. Recent popular purchases. All of the following books are available for you to purchase immediately in Braille and large print, font sizes 17-point, 20-point, 25pt and 30-point. They are also available in audio TTS, text-to-speech, made-to-order. Please call client services on 01858-438-260 for more details, requests for human narration or to place an order. Christian Living, Catching Contentment, How to Be Wholly Satisfied. By Liz Carter, InterVarsity Press. Reference, £93629.99. A book that speaks immediately to anyone who has had to cope with suffering and pain, Catching Contentment offers a ray of hope in new perspectives. Also in the library in audio. And other questions about homosexuality, the Bible and same-sex attraction. By Sam Alberry, The Good Book Company. Reference, £86573.99. Is God homophobic? How do we relate to both Christians and non-Christians who experience same-sex attraction? Sam Alberry wants to help confused Christians understand what God has said in the scriptures. He offers a positive way through the debate. Also in the library in giant print. Experience the power and love of God in everyday life, available in human narration. By Tim Chester, The Good Book Company. Reference, £90567.99. We believe in God, we serve and trust God, but would we say that we enjoy God on a day-to-day basis? What exactly does a personal relationship with God look like and how is it even possible? As we interact more with God, we will experience joy in our service. Also in the library in Braille and audio, rediscover the joy of a thankful heart. By Mary K. Moller, The Good Book Company. Reference, £89107.99. Mary K. Moller looks into God's Word to help us grow in true gratitude to our Lord, and to identify and deal with some of the things that hinder us. This book will encourage and help you to rediscover the joy of a thankful heart, worshipping through the Psalms in every season of life. By Courtney Riesig, The Good Book Company. Reference, £92931.99. In these meditations on 24 selected Psalms, Courtney Riesig looks at emotions we all experience, ranging from despair to contentment, and shows how they both help us to talk to God about how we're feeling and help us shape those feelings. Study and courses. Christian Foundations, A Discipleship Guide for New Christians. By Michael Green, Lion Hudson. Reference, £89868.99. Jesus called his followers first and foremost to become disciples. Many of those who have made a profession of faith never become true disciples, as they have never been carefully nurtured. This book will guide those who have recently come to faith. Biography and autobiography. Through a Glass Darkly, Journeys Through Science, Faith and Doubt, A Memoir. By Alistair E. McGrath, Hodder and Stoughton. Reference, £9512.49. A personal story of how Alistair McGrath travelled from a youthful certainty of atheism, across troubled intellectual seas, to arrive on an island of faith where he learned to be at peace with uncertainty. Also available in the library in audio. Fiction. A Time of Green. By Eleanor Watkins, Instant Apostle. Reference, £92767.99. Juniper finds herself immersed in the world of her great-grandma as an evacuee on an isolated Welsh farm. Her tale of escaped prisoners of war, swanky American soldiers, unlikely friendships and first loves, brings Every history alive time. For Juniper. By Eleanor Watkins, Malcolm Down Publishing. Reference, £86368.99. Alison Harper might be considered a woman who has it all, husband, four healthy children, friends, a farmhouse home in a beautiful setting. But, as a new year unfolds, unforeseen events arise, some trivial, others that are matters of life and death.